Howdy, and welcome to Vintage Voices, a production of the Radio Players of the Theater Company of Sun City. This program comes to you each Sunday at 11 a.m. and Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Currently, we are presenting classic plays in the Westerns genre, featuring the voices of our own actors. Today's play is Bad Man's Revenge, our fifth of six in the Lone Ranger series. This episode's cast includes Dick Briette as the hotel keeper and Red Fox, Ed Dennis as the cavalry officer, Kevin Fenner as the Lone Ranger, Nathaniel Graff as Dan Reed, Bob Hernandez as Dr. Preston, Bob Holding as Big Taggart, Grant Mulder as Kramer and Shorty, Lloyd Schmidt as Slick Nellis, Dick Storr as the announcer, and Jim Thomas as Tonto. The play was directed by Jan Dennis, assisted by Gail Patterson. It was recorded by Jim Eggers. Music and sound effects were added by Tony Pratt. And now, our show.
Hi-yo, Silver!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Yes, when you hear that galloping horse, it's a Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
It was early Saturday evening when Dr. Harvey Preston arrived in Canyon City. A few curious eyes noted the progress of the spring wagon driven by the young doctor as he came to a stop in front of the town's only hotel. Entering the two-story frame building, Preston was aware of the sudden hush in the conversation in the lobby of the hotel.
I'd like to get a room, please.
Yeah? For how long?
Well, that depends. Until I find a house.
Well, plenty of houses in Canyon City. Ain't many of them fit to live in, though. Here, sign your name.
All right.
There. That'll be a dollar, mister. In advance.
In advance? All right, here you are.
Yeah, any other night you could sleep here on credit. But Saturday night, that's when some fellas get a touch of lead poisoning in this town.
So I've heard.
Let's see now, what's your name? Preston, huh? Dr. Harvey Preston? Hey, are you a doctor?
Don't I look like one?
Well, you know, who do you know about that? You sure look mighty young to be a sawbones, mister.
I hope that won't be against me. You see, I'm going to work here.
You don't say.
By the way, can I get someone to take care of the team?
Sure, Doc. I reckon we can fix you up all right.
Thanks. I'll be glad to pay you for your trouble.
Oh, you the new sawbones, sonny?
My name is Preston.
Pretty fair doctor.
What's your trouble?
I'd like to have you look at a sick mule I got over at the stables.
What seems to be wrong with the animal?
Why, I don't rightly know, sonny. She might be just lonesome, maybe.
Say, there's only one remedy for a case like that, mister.
Yeah? What?
Go sit in the stall with her and keep her company.
Why, you fresh young upstart, I've a good mind to deck you.
Keep your hands off me.
Listen, you pipsqueak. My name's Taggart, see? Big Taggart. That's me. I say you gotta go look at my sick mule. You gotta go.
In the first place, my friend, I'm not a horse doctor. Second place, you haven't got a sick mule. In the third place, I don't take orders from any man in your condition.
Doggone your hide, I'll bust you in two. That ought to teach you some manners.
Maybe we can both learn something, Taggart.
Oh, well, I'll kill you for that. Nobody ever hit Big Taggart and lived to brag about it. I'll show you. Let me get my hands on you, and I'll crush the daylights out of you.
Watch it, kid. Don't let him get his hands on you.
Don't worry about that. Got enough, Taggart?
I'm gonna blow your brains out.
Look out, he's got a gun.
No, you don't. Not today.
Well, I declare, Big Taggart sure must be slipping.
Yeah, he slipped, partner, and fell.
Looks like the doc already found himself a patient to work on.
Yeah, you got a nice job of patching to do there, Doc.
Sorry, don't like working on coyotes any more than I do working on jugheads.
And me, I was just asking the kid if he ain't never had no experience.
Say, young fellow, you want to earn a dollar?
Huh? Why, yeah, I guess so.
Fine. Come along to give me a hand to carry some of this luggage up to my room. Here we are. You take that suitcase and the small bag there. I'll handle this big one.
Yes, sir.
Where's the Lone Ranger, Dan?
He and Tonto are camped about 6 miles west, just outside of Stony Ridge.
Good. Soon as we get this stuff upstairs, ride out and tell him I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Tell him I've already had a run-in with Big Taggart.
I sure will.
Tell the Lone Ranger I'll be waiting for him in my room tonight. Come on, boy. Let's get up with those bags.
The folks at Canyon City were asleep when the masked rider of the plains drew his great white stallion to a halt at the rear of the small hotel. At his side, like a grim figure carved in the pale moonlight, sat the stalwart Indian companion Tonto.
According to Dan, that should be Preston's room just above us.
Mm. You stay here, watch horses.
Yes, Tonto. And if you see anything suspicious, make the signal.
Tonto keep close watch.
Hope this is the right room. Should be able to make it by standing in the saddle. Steady, Silver.
The masked man. Glad to see you.
Good to know you made it here safely, Preston.
Tell me, what's going on here?
I can only tell you part of it. The rest remains to be learned.
I suppose Dan told you about the incident with Taggart.
Yes, and with his influence, you'll very likely find that you have several enemies in town already.
Fine. The sooner I learn who those enemies are, the sooner I'll know who I'm after.
You'll have to be careful. If they get at all suspicious, you're a dead man, Preston.
That's a chance we have to take in this business.
Yes, I know.
What do you know about Taggart?
Only that he operates the stage and freight lines. He has a virtual monopoly on the transportation in the Big Bend country.
There have been competitors, though.
Yes, but none ever lasted very long. It seems that Taggart isn't fond of competition.
What about this government stuff he's been hauling?
Well, 6 months ago, Taggart got a contract to haul government supplies from the railroad at Natchez Point to the Army outpost up on Wolf River.
Yes?
Last week, one of the Taggart's wagons left the railroad with a store of new Army rifles and a couple of dozen cases of ammunition. Those rifles and cartridges never reached the Wolf River outpost.
Hmm.
The guard and wagon driver were found dead. The horses were gone, and the wagon burned to ashes.
Whoever pulled that job wasn't taking any chances.
Every outlaw has to take a chance, sooner or later.
Yes, you're right. Frankly, though, I was surprised when you sent for me. Usually you don't call for help.
I sent for you because of your medical training. You see, Preston, the guard and driver on that freight wagon put up a fight before they died, and I have reason to believe that some of the outlaws may have been wounded. There's no doctor here in Canyon City, so I thought of you.
I get it. So as soon as the word gets around there's a doctor in town, I'm likely to have visitors, eh?
Exactly.
Well, well, it'll be something of a novelty for Dr. Harvey Preston to be giving aid and comfort to a bunch of outlaws.
Don't take this thing too lightly, Preston. The men we're up against are cold-blooded killers. We've got to catch them, understand?
Yes, I know that.
When they raided that freight wagon, they secured enough arms and ammunition to fight an army. Our job is to break up this gang before they can organize and sell those rifles or do whatever they are now planning.
You're right. If this thing isn't smashed now, we'll be up against the worst band of outlaws the West has ever known.
I'm going now, but I'm leaving Tonto to watch this hotel. He'll be around in case you want to get in touch with me. And if you should leave town, Tonto will follow your trail wherever you go.
I'm glad to know that.
Just remember this. If you do have visitors and they find out who you really are, you're a dead man.
Big Taggart suffered many painful bruises from his fistic encounter with Harvey Preston. But what was most embarrassing was the thought that he had actually been whipped in a fistfight and by a man much smaller than himself. Leaving the hotel, Taggart got his horse and rode furiously for the hills. An hour's ride brought him to a well-hidden rendezvous. Here, he reined the sweating horse to a halt, dismounted, and ran into the frame shack.
Holy mackerel, Chief, what happened to you?
You look like you've been sorting wildcats.
Never mind that. You gents listen to me.
What's up, boss? Anything wrong?
No, something lucky for Shorty and Vance and Kramer there.
Huh? What do you mean, something lucky?
Slick, there's a young sawbones in town named Harvey Preston.
A doctor, huh? Well, that's fine. I reckon now we can get you Jaspers patched up right.
Yeah, although you don't deserve nothing. Being so careless that you let them birds on that freight wagon shoot you full of holes.
We already explained that, Big. Those fellas saw us just before we got ready to crack down on them.
I know. Only next time, don't let the same mistake happen again. Slick, I want you to saddle up and go fetch that sawbones out here. See that he gets these boys patched up good, and then see that he stays here. Understand?
Sure, boss. I know what you mean.
I got a personal score to settle with that smart aleck.
You mean the doc's the one that made you look like that?
Never mind what I mean. Slick, you better get started.
Yeah, sure. I'll go right now. Hey, boss, come here quick.
What is it, Nellis?
A bunch of riders, boss. They're coming this way fast.
Riders?
Yeah, they're Injuns, boss.
It's that bunch of Apaches, Slick. The ones we got them guns for.
Must be 40 or 50 in that bunch. And that's old Red Fox himself.
Don't know what's on his mind, but keep your eyes peeled.
Red Fox make powwow with Big Taggart.
Hiya, Red Fox. Light, and loose your saddle a spell.
Red Fox wait many moon for guns, white man promise. No get gun. Why?
I had a little trouble there, Red Fox. Some of my men got shot. That's why I ain't been able to deliver them to you.
Red Fox not like white man tell lie.
Now listen here. Chief or no chief, don't you come riding into my place and start calling names. You want those guns so blamed fast? Lay down the money and take them yourself.
Where guns now, Taggart?
They're all right. Don't worry about that. You got the money?
Red Fox give money when white man give gun.
How do I know I can trust you? That's quite a bunch of men you got there.
Red Fox got many more men close by.
More men? You mean you brought... Hey, you riding with a war party, Red Fox?
Red Fox have 500 braves hid in hills.
What's that?
500? Say, you must be planning something plenty big.
Indian will own many fine cattle, horse. Apache be powerful tribe again. But first, warrior ride against pale-faced soldier.
You mean you got 500 redskins ready to ride against the Wolf River outpost?
Where you hide rifle and bullet?
After the Lone Ranger had left the hotel in Canyon City, Harvey Preston checked over his medical kit. Finally, satisfied with the contents, he straightened up and snapped the bag shut.
There, that's a pretty complete kit, including the six-shooter in the bottom with 45 caliber pills. Who's there?
Open up, Doc.
Just a minute. Come on in. What's happened?
My name's Nellis, Slick Nellis. A fellow out at our place gotten hurt.
Hurt? What with? How?
You better come out and take a look at him, Doc.
Well, certainly, Mr. Nellis, but surely you can tell me what's wrong with the man.
You better bring plenty of medicine and whatever you need. There's more than one.
Oh, should I bring some sort of treatment for gunshot wounds?
You're a smart boy, Doc. Now hustle up and let's be going.
Well, I'm not so sure. I don't want to get mixed up with the wrong bunch.
Maybe this'll help you make up your mind.
That gun doesn't leave me very much choice in the matter. By the way, how far is it to this place?
Never mind asking so many questions. Just get your stuff and come on.
Sure, my bag's all packed. Just a second. I'd better close this window, in case it rains.
Why bother with that? Hurry up. Come on, let's go.
Right with you.
Now, don't try anything going out of the hotel. Just act natural. Here, I've got two horses over here.
You think of everything, my friend.
Yeah. All set. Let's go, Doc.
Right. Get up.
Young doctor fella have visitor plenty sudden. Get him up, scout.
Whoa.
Whoa, easy fella.
You may take the blindfold off now if you want to.
Thanks very much.
There's plenty of riled up armories in here, so I wouldn't advise you to try any tricks.
Don't worry about me.
About time you got here, Slick. Looks pretty young to be a sawbones. You reckon he knows his business?
He'd better know his business, that's all I gotta say.
If you men will stop talking and get out of the way, I'll go to work. Here, get this man's shirt off. Somebody get busy and boil some water. Lots of it.
Hey, who's this bird think he is? Shouting orders so free and easy.
Shut up and do like the doc says. Go on.
Nellis, you've got two or three pretty bad cases here. These bandages are filthy dirty. There's real danger of infection.
You're gonna fix me up all right, ain't you, Doc?
I'll do the best I can. Now...
Ow!
Be still. I'll have to sterilize this wound before it can be bandaged. I don't suppose it would be smart to ask how this happened.
Just don't get too curious, Preston. You'll stay healthy.
Tell the man to hurry up with... Nellis, why in the world didn't you tell me these men were...
Huh? What's the matter, Doc?
Do you know what thrombosis of the peromterosis is?
Huh?
Where's my bag? Quick. I only hope I brought some of those tablets along.
Here's your satchel, Doc. What's wrong?
Nellis, this is a disease I've only encountered once before in my career.
Yeah? What happened, Doc?
The patient died. Yes, a horrible death, too. Within 6 hours. And within 4 hours more, three of his friends died.
Hey, what are you talking about?
This man has contracted a very fatal disease, resulting from shock. Here, mister, open your mouth and swallow these tablets.
Well,
Shorty, you feeling that bad?
I feel terrible, Slick. That disease.
Here, you swallow some of these, too. And you.
Sure, Doc. Did you bring plenty of them pills?
Well, we'll soon find out, my friend. Nellis?
Yeah?
It'd be a good idea for you to take some of these tablets yourself.
Huh? Well, I ain't been hurt none.
I know, but you've been exposed to every man here.
You mean it's catching?
Yes, it certainly is. Here, swallow these, just to be on the safe side.
I don't know. I might take one.
One wouldn't be enough. Take three or four.
I guess if you say so.
Yes, here, take them quickly.
Wait, somebody's coming. Why, Big, what are you doing out here this time of night? What's the gun for?
Well, I brung you some news, Slick. Some real news. This cannon is for your friend here, the doctor.
Slick. Slick.
Hey, what in the... Shorty just keeled over. Doc, what's in them pills you've been handing out?
Those were sleeping tablets, Nellis. Your boys won't bother anybody for quite a spell.
Well, you low-down coyote, what kind of sawbones are you? What's the idea?
I can answer that for you, Slick. Our friend the doctor here happens to be a Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger?
Yeah, and that ain't all. This Jasper's in cahoots with a masked man that calls himself the Lone Ranger.
You mean that hombre that owns the big white stallion?
Yeah, that's him. You see, Preston, if that's your name, That clerk down at the hotel happens to be on my payroll.
Some people will take any kind of money, won't they?
It didn't take much to make him go through your luggage. And what he found made him real curious. And he was right outside your door when that masked man came a-callin'.
Hey, look at Kramer, boss. He's gone to sleep with the rest of them.
You got something in that satchel to bring them out of it?
Yes, since you've got me, I suppose it makes no difference if they wake up now.
Well, then get busy with it, whatever it is.
I've got some special pills here, somewhere in the bottom of my bag.
This hadn't better be another one of your tricks, Preston, because if those pills don't work...
These pills always work, Nellis. They're 45 pills. Good medicine for bad men.
Look out!
You double-crossing Tin Star?
You drop gun. Drop gun, or me drop you.
Good work, Tonto.
Tonto? That's the Lone Ranger's engine partner.
Doggone your scheming hide, Preston. You like to shot my arm off.
Too bad I didn't. Tonto, let's get these men hogtied.
Got to tie them plenty good. Them not move for a long time.
And these others on the bunk over here. We'll wrap them up for safekeeping, too.
Me fix them.
This, I guess, cleans up a bad job. For once the job is finished without help from the Lone Ranger.
No, you plenty wrong. We need Lone Ranger bad now.
But how?
Tonto scout back from camp here. Find big war party of Apache.
Apaches?
Hmm.
Way down here?
Them have many new rifles. Much ammunition. Me get close to camp. Hear 'em talk war talk. Them ride into soldier camp on Wolf River.
Wait a minute. Taggart, you sold those rifles to the Indians?
I never... You can't prove nothing.
Tonto, you're right. We do need the Lone Ranger, and we'd better hurry.
Leaving the outlaws securely bound in their own shack, Tonto and Preston rode like the wind to the Lone Ranger's camp. Within a matter of moments, the masked rider of the plains saddled the great horse Silver and was ready to ride.
Dan, do you think you'll find that trail to the outlaws' camp from Tonto's description?
I'm sure I can, sir.
Good. Take Victor and ride as fast as you can for the sheriff. Tell him to get some men together and bring those killers to jail.
All right. Anything else?
Yes. Tell the sheriff that Captain Harvey Preston of the Texas Rangers will be in to take charge of the prisoners.
Yes, sir. Come on, Victor.
Tonto, the captain and I are going to try to stop those Indians when they start for the garrison, but we may not be able to.
Heap many warriors in that party.
I know, but it's a chance.
What's your plan, sir?
I'll explain it on the way. Tonto, ride to the garrison. Tell the officer in charge that this war party is on the way to get his men out of the stockade. They'll never have a chance if they're caught in there.
Get him up, scout.
Might be a good idea if the soldiers were to ride out on the trail and catch the Indians unawares.
If my plan works, they'll never reach the garrison. Come on, Captain, let's ride.
The Lone Ranger and Captain Preston raced their horses along the canyon road, then up the scattered sagebrush along the slope leading to the summit of Stony Ridge. The first faint streaks of dawn found the two men laboriously prying with long poles at the great pile of rocks and boulders.
It's getting daylight, Captain. We haven't made much progress.
We could only get a couple of these biggest ones started. It would bring an avalanche of stones down onto that trail.
The path leading out of the canyon is just narrow enough.
Let's both get on this pole and try to start one of these big boulders.
Right.
It's too big. Can't even budge it.
Preston, listen.
Yes, they're coming. Those Indians will be through the canyon before we can stop them.
Heaven help those soldiers if we don't stop them.
We haven't been able to move enough rock to block even part of the trail.
Wait, give me your saddle rope. Here, Silver, come on, boy. We'll tie two ropes together, throw a loop over the biggest boulder, and let Silver pull while we pry with the pole.
If it works, we'll start a regular landslide.
Hurry, they're coming up the canyon now. Here. There. Ready, Preston? It's our last chance.
I'm ready.
Silver, go, boy. Pull hard. Captain, heave. Pull, Silver, harder. Pull harder.
Look out, there it goes.
Cut those ropes off. Come on, Silver, move out.
We
made it, Captain. They're blocked.
Yes, thanks to that magnificent horse. I hate to think what would have happened if they'd gotten through the pass. There are enough Redskins down there to massacre the garrison.
Look down the slope, Preston. Here comes Tonto and the soldiers from Wolf River.
Just in time to block the exit at the other end of the canyon.
You fellas turned a mighty good trick. I think we owe our lives to you. So you're the Lone Ranger. I'm proud to meet you.
Thank you, sir. This is Captain Harvey Preston, on special duty from the Texas Rangers.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
We'll keep those varmints pinned up down there till they get ready to throw down their rifles.
Your rifles, Colonel. Big Taggart made a deal with Chief Red Fox.
Taggart? Why, that thieving polecat?
He's more than a thief, sir. He murdered his own guard and driver to get those rifles to the Indians.
So that's what your Injun friend was trying to tell me, about the Lone Ranger being out here trying to stop a bunch of Indians on the warpath. I figured our best bet was to ride out and meet them. We started right then.
Colonel, I've got Taggart and his men as prisoners. I wonder if you could arrange an escort to help me get them to San Antone.
Sure, Captain. It'd be a pleasure to get that scoundrel into prison. And I want to say it's a blame good thing for all of us that the masked man here found that... Where on earth did they go to?
Why, he was just here a second ago.
Well, no matter. He's probably started off on some new trail. After all, that's his job. He's the Lone Ranger.
Come on, scout.
Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
We hope you've enjoyed Bad Man's Revenge, and will join us again next month for our final episode in the Lone Ranger series, Footlights on the Frontier. And visit the Vintage Voices website at huntleyradio.com to hear any of our 27 previously recorded radio plays. Tickets may still be available for the Theater Company of Sun City's Arsenic and Old Lace to be performed on the Drendel Ballroom stage at 7 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, July 18th to the 20th. 14 actors are rehearsing to deliver this classic story of murder and mayhem. For ticket information, contact Tina at 847-269-4366. That's 847-269-4366.